We don't mean any harm!
They're apes, man. Do you think they understand what you're saying?
Do they look like just apes to you?
Dad.
Malcolm, what are you doing?
Dad.
Malcolm.
It's okay.
Not closing it.
We're just space and then we're into the next one.
Dun, 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 dun. The Tump Fantasy Podcast for the month of July.
Andrew, please. I want to understand everyone. Oh God, yeah.
Like, is that in the clip? Then people are like, what the fuck is that? So July is over, guys. We're more than halfway through the summer. We've gone 3/4 way through the summer.
Mm-hmm.
How is this fantasy league ever going to survive?
Not well. People stabbing other people.
The results of this month of the Fantasy League podcast in relation to our movies. I don't care about any other movie that came out. I came last with Deliver Us From Evil, which I was taking a bet on, hoping it would be the summer horror movie.
And that shit worked.
It only made 30 million. Coming actually 9th for the month in total out of all of the films that came out. Next is Damien's Sex Tape, which he thought he was buying to sew up the summer. Only made 31.5 million in total. Next comes Douglas's Dark Horse of Dwayne the Rock Johnson throwing horses.
Hey.
And that is called Hercules, which is closer to 45 than 45.5 million. Second of our movies comes Douglas's not so dark horse of Scarlett Johansson, other known as Black Widow, taking over the world in Akira the remake, called Lucy, which has so far spawned near 67 million. And number one for the month of July, the obvious winner, is Where Apes Take Machine Guns and Take Over the World, Dawn of the Planet of the Apes, which managed to take in 183 million
for
the
year good.
For so far in the month of July.
So good.
So, talking about these movies from least money to most, let's see if we can get through this in 30 minutes or less. Deliver Us From Evil. Douglas and I saw this movie. The movie's okay. Let me get this clear. I don't like this movie. I don't hate this movie. There are things about it which I think are unintentionally amazing. All right. Name in point, Joel McHale. Like, when you watch this movie, it's very hard, very fucking hard, to distinguish this from an episode of Community. With Joel McHale, because the way he plays that character, it feels almost like it's a spoof episode of Community that he's playing on, and it is so perfect.
It's pretty good.
I do love the last 15 minutes of this movie when they're actually getting into all the exorcism shit, but I'm kind of saddened because the trailers kind of promised some really creepy stuff, and I was looking forward to it because the director, Scott Derrickson, is a guy who did Sinister a couple years ago, which I honestly love. Like, even if you don't like horror movies, go and watch that movie. It's actually a really good movie.
I've heard this before.
And it happened with a Spanish movie and people with a P word, Pan's Labyrinth, and you were like, God damn it, why is there... And The Orphanage, and you were like, God damn it, why are there horror movies that I like?
Mistakes. Horror is me.
It's an okay movie. I think you would hate it because it's like, for the most part, it's a generic horror movie, right? But there's nothing actively horrible about it. And
Andrew, you don't like this movie.
I'm handing it a 2.
I can't imagine me
Right.
Even.
You have any comment, Douglas? Or you want to just scroll over?
I can see it on his face.
I'm giving everybody ones today. It don't matter how
across the board.
I have
a game to win.
As Andrew says, this movie is not god-awful.
It's The Purge.
Right?
It's not the Purge.
It's better than The Purge.
On a side note, The Purge, which is a substitute of Man and Might Come into Play, did manage to rake in $59 million
I saw that.
This month.
Yeah.
It made a lot of money.
But The Purge sucks balls. The Purge is fucking horrendous.
Okay.
This movie.
Right, I remember we sat in the theater beside each other.
Yeah,
I made you guys watch The Purge.
This might be the end of the universe.
Yeah.
You guys hate it.
It's better than that.
This movie was just.
Inoffensive.
Yeah. So, I think. I can give this a soft.
It's mediocre.
Yeah.
Sex tape.
Mm-hmm.
When supposedly old people, but according to Douglas, not that old, but that's mainly because he's trying to make up for the fact that he's in his 30s. Don't understand technology.
So yeah, they're old. Sorry, Douglas.
Don't understand technology, and we get a runabout crazy night movie. Comedy with Jason Segel and Cameron Diaz.
They made jokes about the cloud.
And young people corrected them about the cloud. Douglas, this is perfectly in your wheelhouse of movies you love. It is a crazy night comedy with Jason Segel in it. And there are just random people pop up. And
Andrew,
we enjoy.
This movie is offensive. I fucking hate this movie.
Wow.
So
holy shit.
And you, as I said, I love Jason Segel.
There's a reason that's
sad. I fucking
hate
this movie.
Did the movie touch you?
Oh my goodness, it did. And in the wrong places.
I'd like to let you know, at this point, Deliverance of Evil is making me more money than Sex Tape is making you.
Okay. There's a reason Sex Tape was an option.
So
I was banking on one movie.
So like, this for the first 15 to maybe 30 minutes, this movie was just plain bad.
Wow.
Right? Mm-hmm. But it was the kind of bad where you're like, whatever. Then, for some god-awful reason, it's like they turned on the engine. And they were like, you know what? We don't have to just be bad. We could just be disgusting. Yeah, no, not spectacular. Because you and me both know we love spectacular badness. Right? As with Phantom of Paradise and all these movies. But no, Damien. And I don't know what it was. Right? Because I've now had some separation from the movie, so I can't point to specific things. Mm-hmm. But Damien, I came out of that movie, I had to run so that I didn't vomit on the rest of the people. Right? I didn't throw up on the rest of the crowd. Because this movie is god awful.
I hear that you get to see Cameron Diaz when you get. Is that
true? No, you don't. I think you get this. You might see a bottom.
Okay.
I don't.
2014 now.
And so. Honestly, and if we're being really stickler about it, you probably haven't seen Cameron Diaz's ass.
Probably.
It's probably not her.
Exactly.
And again, don't.
We don't. We don't. I mean.
So if I could give this negative stars, I would.
Fair
Unfortunately,
enough.
I can't. It's a one.
So this is like us, but this year.
I didn't like this movie.
So I hear.
It's just boring, is what it is.
Wow.
That's all it is.
There are no jokes?
There are one or two in the first.
Is it funnier
minutes.
Than Million Ways?
Million Ways, no.
I don't think it's as offensive
Fuck.
As Jeez. Million Ways.
What?
No.
Damn, won't be watching this.
I would probably quit
but
them.
You have to watch 80%.
Yes.
Who put this shitty rule in? Christy.
And what? How does that work if you don't watch 80%? You like give away
the,
all
the rest of your movies.
Like
the rest of your movies. You
like
minus
25%
of the gross from
the rest
from
of
the rest
your
of movies.
Movies. Something atrocious.
So I just remember it's a ridiculous
it's
rule and I went against it.
Something egregious.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Well, that, both those movies sound like fun, guys. Nothing to sway me.
Moving down the line, comes a man
Money
flipping goes. Horses with Dwayne The Rock Johnson and Hercules.
Yeah,
Douglas picked this movie blindly.
Shit out of this movie.
No, I didn't pick it blindly. I picked it based on faith. Right. It may have been blind faith.
Based on two pieces of information.
Yep.
Hercules.
The Rock.
The Rock.
And Hercules.
I didn't even need Hercules. I needed The Rock.
You went, The Rock as Hercules. Word.
Listen, there are very few movies, even somewhere I shouldn't like them, that I don't like because The Rock is in it. The Rock changes
my
whole outlook.
I watched Escape from Witch Mountain and I don't dislike that movie.
I still haven't looked at that movie.
Mostly because of The Rock.
Exactly. And this is, again, another thing. I got a little bit worried when I first started watching the trailers because it kind of looked shitty.
Yeah, those trailers.
And then as the trailers increased in volume, you saw that there were hints.
I only saw the first one.
Okay.
So that's probably
well, the last few trailers, or a couple of trailers rather, you saw hints that, well, one, he was surrounded by a pretty decent cast because you have Ian McShane, you have Rufus Sewell, who I love. I know that name isn't a big name, but he's Dark City guy, right? And those two guys in particular, really cool. And then you saw it and you're like, hold on, these trailers just have jokes. I like jokes.
Something might be up.
So exactly. I went to that movie still being like, okay, I really want to like this movie, but I don't know. Exactly. Right? Damien, I love this movie.
Guys, you Damien. Told me that you throw a horse.
Damien, he threw a horse.
There's horse throwing shenanigans. I am on board.
Lots of shenanigans. There's one like cousin or nephew that just keeps telling stories about how great Hercules is. Like, even when rocks are supposed to be like penetrating him in areas that shouldn't really be penetrated. This movie is awesome. And this is an honest to God four for me. I love this movie. This is, to me, I watch this movie and apparently Andrew doesn't agree with me because he doesn't like the other one I compare it to a lot. But to me, this compares to, say, A Prince of Persia, where if I see that on TV, I'm watching it all the way through.
You like, didn't like The Prince of Persia?
Apparently he didn't. But
well,
I
it was
love
fun.
Yeah, exactly.
It was dumb.
Yeah, dumb fun. And that's exactly what this is.
Ostrich
and
races.
It's the right kind of dumb fun. Exactly.
Let's be honest, guys. I haven't given Prince of Persia a thought since that movie came
and
out.
Time travel.
Like, I think maybe I was okay with it when I watched it in the theater. And then I haven't given it one second thought. Since that moment
ended. I love that movie.
I like fun nonsense.
I would absolutely buy that movie now.
You probably should,
exactly.
Let's make this clear, guys. It's Hercules, and The Rock is in it, and he throws horses. This movie is pretty damn fun.
Yeah,
however, however,
Douglas cannot get off.
Right?
So,
you can interpret what I'm about to say as that, if you'd like. Like, in the scale of fun, right? If we're calling Pacific Rim the end of the scale of the four of fun, this movie doesn't hit Pacific Rim. It gets damn close. And I'm giving this one of those movies that really falls between 3 and 4, and I'm just landing it on a 3. Right? It's missing, like, one little linchpin to just push it over for me.
Point where you throw a horse?
And the truth of the matter is there's a lot to love about this movie. There is horse throwing shenanigans. There is a lot of other things which are courage. I don't want to say because I don't think Damon has seen this movie yet.
No, he hasn't. And I feel like we're overselling it and he's going to come here and be like, fuck you, it's a
dog. Dog, you just told me I might throw a horse.
But what I think is most interesting about this movie, and this is talking about it on a more serious level, more serious this movie wants to take itself, is I like how this movie deals with the idea of realizing a myth. Right, the story of Hercules is a myth, right? It's a story we tell children and it's amazing, but the movie deals with it on two levels where you have, as Douglas mentioned, the nephew who is around telling stories, and they're doing it intentionally just so that people get afraid of Hercules before they see Hercules, and you see all of the tricks. It's almost like a magician, right, doing things in the field, right? And I actually really like what they did with that. Especially as it turns to the end of the movie when they're pushing the more nonsense and Hercules things. But at the same time, it's still that one inch away from a 4 for me. Maybe I'll rewatch this before the end of the year and it'll be a 4. I'd more than likely watch this movie again because it was a fun movie. But I'm handing it a 3 for now.
Hercules!
Is it better than the Disney cartoon version?
It doesn't have any songs in it,
so then it's better.
It's
all right,
then. Moving on up the list with 66 million, is Luc Besson remaking Akira with Scarlett Johansson. And I'd like to start out this conversation by saying, at the 50-minute mark, this movie should have ended. And then it goes further than it deserves to go into nonsense, and it is just garbage. Like, one of my big issues with movies like this, and you can tell me whether this matters to you or not, is that we're dealing with characters who build up their powers, more or less, naturally or unnaturally. And it gets to a point where enemies don't matter anymore, right? Fights are no longer fights. They're just moments where people with guns stand up there and nothing really happens, right? The first 50 minutes of this movie is about perfect, right? It is fun, it is action-filled, it even kind of feels like it's playing with actual philosophy in an interesting way. But after that 50-minute mark, and somehow she surpasses a threshold of power, it's just garbage. It's like, it becomes a prequel to her. it's just kind of weird. And to tell you how much it is, I tell you the 50-minute mark, it's almost perfect. Fuck this movie by the last minute.
Wow.
It's not even like, we could have taken off 5 minutes, I'll be alright with it.
Wow.
Like,
you'd have to literally cut this
movie. Like, fuck
the back half of this movie. Wow.
It just felt annoying at that point.
Douglas, save this movie.
So, you're giving it a 3? He's holding up 3 fingers.
Well, I mean, he's technically folding 3 fingers.
I'm technically folding 4.
Yeah.
Right, I'm technically folding 4 fingers, but the one I'm holding up is the one I'm giving this movie, which is a fucking 1.
Wow.
So it's out?
Whoa, okay. Wow, I didn't realize. Alright, well, I kind of agree with Andrew, but not to the degree. Fuck. Not to the degree that Andrew's going. So I actually, and it's weird because Andrew says the first 50 minutes were perfect and then everything else. The first 50 minutes were good, right? But what I feel it always lacked, and as you say, towards the back end, it got a little bit worse with that, was it lacked the fun and it lacked the sort of self-awareness that Hercules had, for instance. Right, you know?
And
so
once she became Jesus, the movie,
but even before she became
movie
Jesus,
alright guys,
yeah,
we're just going to take this as far as we can.
Right, and she became Jesus real quick.
Okay.
Right? And, you know, there were our first couple of scenes where you see it in the trailer, you know, shoots up people and is like, take this thing out of me and I'm going to call this person in wherever he is and all of that stuff. And there are some aspects of fun to it, but it never goes to the Fifth Element level or to the Hercules level.
Does
she
fly,
like,
at any point?
No.
Fuck no, I don't think so. Other people fly, but she doesn't.
So they could have gone Kung Fu Hustle.
Yeah, they could have, and they didn't, which is sad. And then, as Andrew says, there comes a point where, so for me, this was probably a 3 for the first at least half to 3/4 way throughout the movie. And then it's like it just kept taking points away from itself.
Oh my God.
And I'm not going to say fuck this movie because, one, it's my movie and I want to get paid. But no, on a real level, I mean, I don't think it did as much or was as egregious with the mistakes that it made that Andrew clearly seems to see.
Mm.
So I would give this a 2. I would say that, yeah, first half, great. First maybe, even maybe the 3/4 way, pretty fine. But as it gets to the end,
something happens.
Something doesn't happen. It's very, it's very unclimactic. You know, as Andrew says, if you are God, if you are omnipotent and omnipowerful and all of this thing, there's nobody that can challenge you. And there is no entertainment to be drawn out of that. And there's no enjoyment to be had. It's just, you become, and I, well, anyway, you just become this thing where I win. Why do you win? Because I say so.
Yeah.
Right? And everybody's like,
Matrix.
Oh, yeah, she's
there's actually a point in the movie where, like, you see in the trailer that there's this French policeman who she ends up kind of partnering with, right, for a short while. And there's a point in the movie where he sees her go past the threshold, right, and become, like, like something you should be afraid of, right? And, like, she's like, she like says, come, right, we're going to the next spot. And he stops and goes, I don't think I can help you. Like, even he realizes the movie is over for me.
Exactly. And that's what's wrong with this movie. If you get those powers, right? And what they do, and I'm trying not to spoil it, but what they do is that as she gets more and more powers and more use of her brain, she becomes less human. So, you know, fuck love, fuck enjoyment, all of that shit. And so she becomes literally like a robot. Like, 1 + 1 = 3, and... I need to kill this person and touch that person, and this will make me win the game of chess or checkers or whatever this is. And that's not entertaining to watch.
Damien,
they didn't watch Dragon Ball Z.
If, if you watch this movie, because at this point I don't know if you will, just
look best
remember Akira.
well, I know you love that movie.
No.
I hate Akira.
Like, down to the last part of that movie, the images look freakishly close to what they're doing.
Oh, so they made Akira.
Right.
Oh,
shit. But anyway, I would give this movie a 2. I think, as Andrew says, it's not a great movie, but I don't think it went into fuck this movie regions of badness.
I think I should give it a 2, but I'm just being angry.
Yeah,
I'm just being angry. Give me a couple of weeks and I'll come back. Alright. So to end off the month with the winner, the movie that reminded us that we like to go to the movies, it is Dawn of the Rise of the We're Going to Murder Everything of the Apes.
Of the coming. Of the leaving of the apes.
I'll just ask you just for sure. Have you seen this movie?
It's being shown at Caribbean.
I'm just checking. I'm just making sure.
That was the movie. Remember when I was telling you that I got ready?
Yeah.
I still didn't go. That was the movie. Yeah, I need to go watch this.
So, we talked to you about this movie. We went to it once, and the ratio was fucked up. And the subtitles were cut off. We got up, we got a refund. After around a week plus of just not caring, so enough people came back to me and were like, Andrew, they fixed it. So, we went back and watched the movie. Damien, fuck you, I love this movie. It's, like, it's honestly everything we ever wanted in a Planet of the Apes movie.
The first one was... unreasonably good, like, because
like
Tim Burton, I think it was Tim Burton. The Mark Wahlberg one.
Yeah.
And I went, like, when I saw that, I went, this is a dumb concept from dumb people, because I had never seen the originals. I didn't even know the originals existed when I saw the first one. But of course, because that movie came out, they started showing the originals, and I went, oh, so there were good movies, he just made a terrible one.
Yeah.
And then we saw James Franco in that last one, and I went, I remember when the trailers hit, went, this is going to be a problem. And everyone watched that movie and came out going, what the fuck? Had to be a fluke. And then everything I heard about this next one made me go, I think this one is going to be okay.
Yeah. So, like, I can't remember everything about, because I've seen the original, I was just going to call it Monkey Movie, but let's call it Monkey Movie. I've seen the original Monkey Movie.
They're apes. They will take offense and they will come back to this time and take over.
Alright, fine. So I've seen the original chimpanzee movie. And and it was awesome. I really like that movie. And this movie that we just watched gives you hints at that, because these are clearly prequels, right? And I don't remember the name of the spaceship that Kirk Douglas rode in, but they have a spaceship here called Icarus that they sent to Mars and is now like a few years old.
You mean Charlton Heston?
Oh, sorry, Charlton Heston. Oh my goodness. Why would I think?
I heard it and I knew it was wrong. I was just trying to remember the right guy's name for a half second.
And, you know, it kind of hints at one day we're going to get to that movie kind of thing. And it's just, Damien, this movie sucks. I give it a 1.
Yes. Yeah, so, alright, like,
I believe that.
Alright, I have 2 questions about this movie, and I guess Douglas, because Damien, you haven't seen. Well, Damien, I can talk about this. Number one, the way I view this movie is I kind of want to put it akin to The Dark Knight. I want to go and take it there. I want to take a conversation there because I feel that this movie does exactly what The Dark Knight did. Batman Begins introduced this new version of Batman, and The Dark Knight just took us a step further down that road.
Yeah.
And it was the step we wanted, right? It was the perfect step. And I think this movie does the very same thing, where when it's dealing with not just us as fans of the Apes franchise, which I don't know how many of us there are. Are there many? I think so. And us having in the back of our minds where the movies obviously end up, right? It takes us down a road where we're starting to get invested in these characters, and we're starting to see a lot of Shakespearean inspirations into these characters, and interesting ways that they're playing with the idea of community and the idea of civilization and the idea of peace versus war, and what ends up coming out no matter how hard you try, because we are apes or man, we are just people attempting to do what supposedly theorized is unnatural, which is live together harmoniously and pretend that we don't hate each other. And at the same time, I'm kind of curious, since these are prequels, and I feel more and more that this franchise is getting, for lack of a better term, its rocks off on the idea that we know where we're going to land and we just want to play in this world. How long are we willing to stay in this world till the movie reaches, till the franchise reaches a point where we have to land that first movie?
I think until, like, I think what they want, at least what I'd hope they do, is just leave that out there. Just find different stories to tell here in this universe. And, like, wink and nod to the thing that is supposed to come. But if you have good stories to tell here, then just focus on that. Don't try to chase people who, because at this point, anyone that had seen the first movie is either really old or film nerds. Leave those people out of it. Just keep finding good stories to tell here and stay in this universe. Don't do the time traveling alternate history nonsense. Because even those original movies, by the time they got to movie 4,
I've only seen the first one.
Shenanigans.
I have only seen the first one.
I love it.
I've never, as with Andrew, I haven't seen anything other than the first one, but I know, like,
yeah,
I've read the names of them.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know,
yeah,
Monkeys in Space.
Yeah. I think there was one where, like, where the monkeys go to the past,
yeah,
and they go into modern day world,
yeah,
where man is there and we're all in New York.
Youth. There's some of those that you just.
I think as with Damian, I agree, you know, there is value in staying in this universe or this part of this timeline and having interesting stories to tell. But at the same time, that may dry up, and I want somebody smart to be on that team to say, alright, listen guys, I know that we want to do Monkeys in Space. But
Monkeys in Space,
it is clear that that would just be awful, and
so let's not.
We just have milked what there is to milk here.
So
why don't we either stop or move on to essentially not necessarily remaking, but pushing further into that timeline of post.
Let's just pretend.
Yeah,
the first set of movies
exactly
never happened.
Well, you could do that. Or be after the first set of movies,
yeah,
or even just remake the first set of movies. No big deal. I have no problems with remakes, as long as they're good. And all,
some of those movies, though. Are.
Yeah, I know. But all I want them to do is to tell good stories, no matter what they decide to do, whether it is to stay in this timeline, to remake the movies, or to do something just completely different.
And keep Andy Serkis alive.
And Toby Kebbell was one of the characters. I think he was Kobo. I could be wrong about that.
He
was Kobo.
That's racist.
so you're giving this movie a 4?
Begrudgingly.
A 1. Alright, I'll put down a 1 for you.
1 + 1 + 1 + 1 is 4.
Okay, so a 4.
Yeah, I'm giving it a 4.
I'm giving it a 4.
Oh my goodness. Damian, why did you have to win? Why?
I had to get 1 right.
Next month, I get 1 right.
Alright, so now that we've gone through Andrew, where do we stand?
I have to ask before we finish off, is there anything that we know for that any of us have caught up on that we want to mention?
Yeah, Damien? But we don't need to talk about it.
I just want, like...
I saw the Need for Speed Calamity.
Well, that doesn't count yet. That is still a substitute.
Jesus Christ, that movie's bad.
I'm talking about main films. No? Okay.
Yeah, I don't think I've caught up
with anything. Oh, Lord.
I have Winter's Tale to catch up with.
Don't.
But, oh, have you watched it?
Don't.
Did you watch it?
Yeah.
How bad?
How was it?
Don't.
No?
Listen to me carefully.
That can be a part of my 20%?
Just, yeah. Do not.
So that's a one.
God damn it. My sister was watching it. He's like, I like Russell Crowe.
Yeah.
And the two of us just sat there. What the fuck?
Yeah.
Did he lose a bet? What the fuck is that? Don't do it. Don't. It's not worth it. just trust me.
So, okay. A summary of thus far at the end of July.
Right.
In raw figures, before we go to the full set of raw figures, last in total dollars earned unscaled,
this is before August,
this is
right?
Before August doesn't count yet,
so you haven't put in numbers.
No I haven't.
We both know what our numbers for August are. All right, cool.
Douglas is last with 782 million.
Ooh.
Off of, I need to get this number, and I should have counted this.
Yeah, that would have been nice.
half of 10 films.
Half of your films.
Half of my films. 782 million.
Andrew is second place with just over a million.
A billion. I'd love if it was a million.
If it was a million, ooh. Yeah.
Off of 9 films. And Damien is topping the group with an unscaled at 1.5 billion.
Okay.
Off of a lot of movies, because I haven't counted. off of 10 films.
Yep.
However,
because we have to get points.
We have to get points. And this really isn't indicative, because so far, Damien is last, having only scored 3 of his films. Right? And he is currently at 398 million.
Wow.
Scaled.
Good.
Douglas is second, having scored 7 of his films,
mm-hmm,
with 454 million, and I am first, having scaled 9 of my films, all of my films, at 762 million.
But hold on, all of your, and you have 762,
mm-hmm,
and I'm where, 400 and change?
You're 400 and change.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, what I'm doing.
How many movies have I scaled?
7.
Seven out of your 10. Yeah.
Okay.
So basically, guys, if you understand the numbers well, I'm just hoping and praying Damien decides something happens in his life and he doesn't watch any movies this year.
If I watch 7 of my movies.
No, all you have to do is watch one of your movies.
And rate them properly. I might still be bored. Maleficent is making me a lot of money, but that movie.
You don't want to watch it, don't.
Oh, God, yeah. I read some more reviews.
Yeah. Maybe that's bad.
Everybody. Let's just say my expectations have been adjusted for that movie.
I actually find it interesting that 22 Drum Street is in the top 10 movies grossing of the year.
Oh, I love that movie. Oh.
People like to laugh. And since no other movie this summer is willing to do that.
Oh, yes,
and
there
still,
is.
Tammy,
oh,
Tammy
yes.
Is terrible.
No. Damien. There
million
are
ways.
Movies.
And still, also in the sake of rating movies, I am 2.67 and Damien is 3, because he's only rated 3 of his movies.
Where am I?
You are at a 3 flat.
Oh, really? Wow.
Which actually I'm willing to question Damien's math at this point. But we will see.
His 3 flat is pretty shit. There's a couple 4s, there's a 3. Yeah, that math looks real wrong. No, actually, Douglas is 2.14. Douglas's average for his movies is 2.14.
I have some on the summary page. Average rating, simple average.
Oh, yeah.
3.0.
It just did.
Yeah.
Bizarre.
So what's the issue?
Bizarre. No.
What is your non-simple average?
No. This is literally just the movies that you... Like, it rounds it up to an actual point.
Then why do I have 2.67?
I have no idea. I guess I have to look at this.
You have to look
Damian,
at this.
Damien, your math.
Yeah, this math is terrible.
It clearly...
Because on the rating section, the math is different.
Douglas's is messed up because it's adding. It doesn't give an actual average.
What the fuck is happening?
You know what it is? It's because, yeah, Damien changed the calculations and didn't...
I'm looking at the function and it's just sum.
Yeah, it's just sum.
Anyways,
so
guys.
Yeah, who cares?
Wait, are you saying that I have graded all of my movies so low that after grading 7 movies... You add all 7 of those movies
and, get
and you get 3.
I get 9.
And on that note, guys, I have to say goodnight.
That would be amazing.
Thanks so much for listening. As always, you can hear the podcast over at gmailreviews.com. Basically, you can hear it all the time, except when an episode fucks up. You can't hear those. Over at gmanreads.com.
I can hear them.
Or
they whisper
via iTunes or Stitcher.
In my dreams.
Thanks so much for listening, and I'm gonna cut this off before Damon finishes this song. And good night. For a place to hide. When I saw Carmen and the devil walking side by side, I said, hey Carmen, come on. Moses.